Greetings, friends. Welcome back to our series of programs on some of the things Christ did during his first coming. We saw in Luke chapter 4 that Jesus Christ said of himself that he came to preach the gospel to the poor, that's number one, to preach deliverance to the captives and to set at liberty them that are bruised, number two, and number three, to heal the brokenhearted, and number four, to give sight to the blind. And we discussed how that deals with the spirit, preaching the gospel to the poor, the mind, preaching deliverance to the captives and setting at liberty them that are bruised, the heart, healing the brokenhearted, and the body, giving sight to the blind, as well as other miracles that helped heal the body. Now, in today's program, we're going to go a little bit more in depth into the heart part, which is healing the brokenhearted, dealing with people's emotions. Jesus Christ, when he was here on earth, dealt with people's emotions to help them to become emotionally stable. He taught people how to be emotionally mature. And boy, don't we all need that. So let's get ready for today's lesson by turning to Matthew chapter 16, and we'll read verses 13 through 17. This is Matthew chapter 16 and verses 13 through 17. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea, he asked his disciples, "Whom do men say that I am?" And they responded, "Well, some say that you are John the Baptist, others say that you are Elijah." Then Jesus asked, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter was the one that chimed up first, and he said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him, "Peter, you are blessed." Now let's pause here just for a second and look at this word blessed. In this particular case, this word blessed is taken from the Greek word makarios, which is spelled M-A-K-A-R-I-O-S, makarios. And it means that you are fortunate, that you are well off, that you are happy. Now, this well-off part doesn't mean that you're rich. So when you hear people talk about, "Oh, I'm waiting for my blessing to come in," well, this is not what this is talking about. Jesus Christ was saying, "Peter, you are blessed. You are very fortunate. You are very well off. You should be very happy." Now, why is this the case? Jesus Christ goes on to say, "For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you," this being that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to him. In other words, this is not something he learned in school. It's not something that his parents taught him. It's not something he learned in the synagogue. This is not something that was humanly revealed to him. No, my friends, Jesus Christ goes on to say, "But my Father which is in heaven, he is the one that has miraculously, divinely revealed this to you. Therefore, you are blessed, you are fortunate, you are well off, you are happy because God has chosen you to reveal something that most people have no idea of." But Jesus Christ was in the world healing the brokenhearted, but not all of the world. And what we've also said in our previous programs is that God wants to heal the world completely of all of its problems. But he has not done that yet, and there's a reason. He did send his Son Jesus Christ into the earth to give us a foretaste of what it will be like in the future when God will, through Jesus Christ, heal all of the world. So during Jesus' first coming, he healed many people in the world, but he did not heal all of the world. During Jesus Christ's second coming, he will heal all of the world. And there's a very, very good reason why right now God has not healed all of the world. But again, we're concentrating on the fact that Jesus Christ had the power, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to heal very many people in the world. And he healed people's broken hearts. He healed them emotionally to make them happy, to make them rejoice. And the main way was by giving them an understanding of who the Christ, the Son of the living God, is. Because when we know that, we can have a relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ. We can have a relationship with Yeshua HaMashiach, God our Savior in the flesh, the Son of Man and the Son of God. That is what should make us happy. That is what will make us emotionally stable and emotionally whole. That's what will heal our brokenheartedness. And now let's go on to Luke chapter 10, and we'll read verse 1 to start off with. This is Luke chapter 10 and verse 1. This is where we have the story about many other disciples being appointed to go out and preach the gospel. And it says here in Luke chapter 10, verse 1, "The Lord appointed 70 disciples and sent them in groups of two into every city and place where he himself would later go." Now let's drop down to verses 17 through 24 of chapter 10. "The 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, even the devils are subject to us through your name.'" You can just imagine them rejoicing because they went out and they were given power to heal people and to subdue even the demons, to cast out these demons in the name of Jesus Christ by that powerful name. And they came back and they were rejoicing. "Oh, do you know what happened, Lord? Even the devils are subject to us through your name." But Jesus said to them, "Hold on, wait a minute. I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." So that's a done deal. That's really nothing as compared to what I'm about to tell you. So what is it that he was about to tell them? Well, Jesus said, "Don't rejoice in this, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." In other words, rejoice because you have salvation, because you have accepted me by faith. Because it was only by faith in Yeshua HaMashiach and in God the Father that they could cast out these demons, that they could heal the sick. So because they believed, their names were written in heaven. That's what they should really rejoice over. And that's what you and I, my friend, should rejoice over. If you want to have emotional stability, then you need to know Jesus Christ. You need to have a personal relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ. Now let's go on. "In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit himself and said, 'Thank you, Father, for hiding these things from the wise and for revealing them to the simple.' Then he turned to his disciples," who were the simple ones, and you and I also in this day and age are called the simple ones. "He said to those simple disciples, 'Blessed are the eyes which see these things that you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see, but have not seen them. And they've desired to hear those things which you hear, but they have not heard them.' So they were truly blessed." Their eyes were blessed because they could see this. Now let's drop down to John chapter 14, and we'll read verses 23 through 29. This is in John chapter 14, verses 23 through 29. And this talks about how we can have peace. We've already talked about how we can have joy, but now let's talk about this peace that we have. "If a man loves me," Jesus is saying, "he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we, the Father and the Son, will make our abode with him. These things have I spoken to you while I am with you. But the Comforter," this is the Holy Spirit. So we hear about the Father and the Son. Now we hear about the Holy Spirit. "But the Comforter," which is the Holy Spirit, "whom the Father will send in my name, it shall teach you all things." And catch this. "It shall bring all things that I have said to you to your remembrance. Peace I leave with you." Not the kind that the world offers. The kind of peace that the world offers is a fleeting peace. It's kind of a piecemeal peace where they take a piece of this philosophy and a piece of that philosophy and talk to you about transcendental meditation or something like that. That's not the peace, the permanent peace, the peace that surpasses understanding that only God can give to you. That's the kind of peace that Jesus is talking about here. The peace of knowing that you will have eternal life because you have eternal life in you, because you have Jesus the Christ in you through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the peace that you need, my friends, and that you can claim if you ask it in faith. Jesus Christ goes on to say, "Don't let your heart be troubled or afraid. You don't need to be fearful. You don't need to be anxious of what's going on while the world is crumbling around other people. You can be emotionally stable. You can be standing on the rock and have peace when there's turmoil surrounding other people. You have heard how I said to you, I go away and come again to you. And now I have told you before it come to pass. Why? So that when it does come to pass, you will recognize what I have said, you will remember it, and you will believe. My friends, that's one of the main reasons for prophecy. God wants to tell us things in advance so that when they happen, we can believe. Our faith can be strengthened. We can be convicted that God has the power to do what he says. And now let's turn over to Luke chapter 24, and we'll read in summary verses 1 through 20. Now you talk about joy. You talk about rejoicing. This is a story of when Jesus Christ was actually resurrected from the dead after he was in the grave for 3 days and three nights. And let's read about this just briefly. Very early in the morning on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them came to the grave, but they found that the stone was rolled away from the grave. They entered in looking for Jesus' body, and they couldn't find it. And then two men who were standing on the outside, and these were angels, they asked them the question, why do you seek the living among the dead? The dead are in the tombs, but Jesus Christ is not dead. He is risen. And remember how he spoke that to you when he was in Galilee? See this part about remembrance again? Jesus Christ told them that he was going to be resurrected. And so then these women went back and told the disciples that Jesus Christ had been resurrected. And this is in verses 36 through 53 of Luke chapter 24. And Jesus, finally, after a while, he comes and stands in the midst of the disciples because they didn't quite believe what the women were saying. And it says, Jesus opened their understanding to the scriptures and said to them, thus it is written, Christ had to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. It is written that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, which is, of course, the Holy Spirit. So wait in the city of Jerusalem until you are filled with power from on high. And of course, that was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost when they received the Holy Spirit. And then he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them that he was parted from them. He ascended into heaven. He was resurrected and went to meet with the Father to be reunited just like he said he was. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem, how? With great joy, with great joy. Of course, this is what they had longed for and hoped for. And this is the realization that they had finally seen, that their Lord and Savior was resurrected just as he said he was. He was resurrected to great power, and therefore they had great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. And that, my friends, is exactly how you can have the joy, the peace, the comfort, the emotional stability that we all long for and need. It is through knowing Jesus Christ, having relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, according to the Scriptures, the Holy Bible, the Word of God. That's how we can have emotional stability. And that's what Jesus Christ came to do at his first coming, as a foretaste of what will happen during his second coming, when he will heal all of the world. He will heal the brokenhearted. Thanks for joining me on this program, and I hope you'll join me on the next program. May God be in you.